Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamil. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, my name is Mitchell Anderson, and I was doing my claim online, but it told me I had to call this number for finishing.
Okay, when was the last time that you filed a claim? Or are you trying to start a new claim?
Last time I tried to file or when I did file?
Yeah, when was the last time did you file?
It was the beginning of last year.
Okay, can I have your social?
424.
424.
49.
49.
2545.
2545.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you to make sure it's correct. So I have 424, 49, 2545.
Yes.
Okay, and for verification purposes, can I have your first and last name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Mitchell Anderson, and my date of birth is August 15th, 1999, and my mother's maiden name is McCall.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. And I see you have your driver's license on here. Can I have your driver's license number for verification?
It's L. It's a lowercase L. Hold on. I got my wallet. It's lowercase L.
So is it a, hold on, wait, I'm sorry. Is it a driver's license or is it your ID?
It's my ID.
Okay, hold on. Okay, and what is it?
It's a lowercase L. 01.
Mm-hmm.
85813.
Okay, so I don't think it's an L, it's an I. So it's I01858813.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or the Alabama Ventures card, which will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you if you are approved for payments. Which would you prefer, the direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And do you want this into a checking or savings account?
A checking account.
Okay. And what's that rider number?
It's
062-062-103-103-217. Camera, repeat it, please, to make sure it's correct. So that was 062-103-217.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's that account number?
5003-1988.
5003, you said 1988.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was 5003-1988.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me?
192 Maple Street, Hayville, Alabama, 36040.
Okay, and is your residence different from your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's a good phone number for you? Is it the number you're calling back? Is it the number you're calling from now?
Yes.
Okay, and that number is 828-9295.
Yes.
Okay. And I do have your address is 192 Maple Street, Whitehall, Alabama, 36040.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1984 Mercury Topaz, I think that's how you say it. I'm sorry. 1986 Porsche 944, a 1992 Ford Tempo, a 1993 Dodge Ram Charger, or I'm sorry, I don't even know what that said. Or you never been associated with these vehicles.
Neither one.
Okay, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hayneville, Hoover, Albertville, Bessemer, or none of the above?
Hi dear.
Okay, which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Michael Anderson? 25 to 29, 31 to 35, 53 to 57, 63 to 67, or you're not familiar with this person?
25 to 29.
25 to 29. Okay. Did you receive or file unemployment in another state other than Alabama within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Can you see that?
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked?
It was December 24. No, it was
21?
earlier. Yeah, no, 20, yeah, 21.
Okay, so December 24th for 2021.
Yeah.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you attending or registered for school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay, and how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
550.
50.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
13.
Yeah.
Okay, do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, can I have your job title and your job description?
I worked at Big Lot as a I worked at a warehouse.
Okay,
I was
warehouse.
loading truck and working the conveyor line.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. So you did like shipping and receiving, or you did loading and unloading?
No, I know. It was shipping.
Okay. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the name of the company you're separated from?
It was called Joining Staffing, but I was working at Big Lot. Big Lot Warehouse in Maryland.
And you said it was called Joiner Staffing?
Joining Staffing in Greenwood, Alabama.
Okay, hold on, 'cause okay, I have to add it. And you said Joiner. How you spell that? Joiner.
Joiner. Joyneus.
Joyneus. NUS. Okay, and what's that phone? Do you have a phone number for them?
634-737-6551.
6550-551. Oh, 551. Okay, so that's 334-737-6551. Okay, and when was your start date?
Start August 18, 2021.
And you said your last day was December 24th, 2021.
Yes.
Okay, and what city you said it was performing? You said Greenville.
Yes, Greenville, Alabama.
I didn't know they had a big like warehouse in Greenville.
No, I was working through. It's in Greenville, but I was working at the big lot in Alabama through there.
Oh, you was working at the Big Lights in Montgomery. Okay, so it was I put Montgomery for that then. Okay, do you expect to receive any of the following pay for your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
They told us that they was firing people due to that peak season was over with.
So okay, so because of their peak season, I got you. Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Hello, did you hear me?
Yeah, I said no.
Okay. And I'm about to give you a temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready for that pen.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that pin is 4599.
Okay.
And a way to remember your pin will always be the last two of your social and the last two of your birth year, the last two numbers of your birth year.
Okay.
Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with the local employment service or career center in your area. Failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause a denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process to claim benefits. You will be required to enter your Social Security number and the PIN that was just provided to you for your claim when you file your weekly certification. You can file online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on telephone by calling 800-752-7389. You can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Okay, Mr. Anderson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Composition Call Center. I hope you have a great day. All right.